כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
שמע השם כל אוהבות. השביעי. שלום וברכה. We're up to the pasuk שמע השם כל אוהבות. ואיז כל הראשונים ישמין. One of the final psukim of Asher, Tefillah David. We took it from level to level. We started off from a general recognition of the Tevis of Hashem, the Nifloes of Hashem, Chasodim of Hashem, the Tevis of Hashem, the fact that Hashem is a Melech, with all the goodness He gives to us, He is the Almighty, the one in charge of everything. And with His greatness, He sustains the entire Bria from the smallest creations to the greatest creations. And the last psukim were about our personal interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Korov Hashem l'chol korov. The world is great. The universe is immense. But we just call out and Hashem is listening to us. Like we mentioned before, the ones who have Yerush Shemayim, that makes an even a deeper level of closeness that Hashem does the rotzen. And the highest level is Shoymer Hashem kol oy havov. A person who's oy Hashem yavra, from love of Hashem, love to do the rotzen Hashem, he has a special shmira. Even without the tefillah. Kamavan tefillah is always good. But the fact that there's this loving relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes a tremendous shmira. More than anything else, because the oyavim are the ones that are really close. Person is oyav Hashem because he wants to get reward, or he's afraid of punishment. He's really working for himself, not working for Hashem. He just wants to be on good terms. This mipech ava, he's excited to do the ratzon Hashem. Opportunity comes up, and to do a mitzvah, he jumps at the opportunity. That's oyav. He doesn't run away from the chas v'shalom. And we have these opportunities every second of our life. Sometimes a pleasant one, sometimes an isyonis. Who can we mark ourselves? The Oyed Hashem, the Ava. How do we get to Ava? We pay attention to all the tremendous chasodim Hashem does for us, the beautiful world He created, the beautiful spiritual world, great beautiful opportunities, the great opportunities for eternal life that Hashem has given us. The Torah HaKadosh, so much Hashem in every facet of our lives, ruchnis and gashmis, Hashem is constantly giving and giving and giving, whether we deserve it or not. We see His love to Hashem, that gives us a desire to come loving back. And loving back with is not only Benod Machaveira, Benod Lamokim, or for the Tfilas and Atoyas, Benod Machaveira. We have a challenge, how to behave to a spouse, to a child, to a neighbor. Realize, I want to do it like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Care for the other person, not take anything personal. Do it b'simcha, not try to find somebody else to do the job. Because that's also emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazdei Hashem. She's very glad to be Bechina of Oyavei Hashem. Lives full of simcha and excitement of how much Hashem is giving us and how much we want to give Him. And that would be the greatest shmira. The eighth kol Rishoyim Yashmid. The person says, well, how is it that the Rishoyim have all kind of good things going for them? You should know. It's only temporary. In the long run, Yashmid, they'll be destroyed. There won't be anything left of them. So we will be the eternal ones, the Oyavos and the Rishoyim. Will not remain. That we should always focus on, take advantage of life, and be always be v'china of Ashrei Yishrei Secho. How fortunate I am to be those who are close to Hashem.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111